We are learning Masechta Ksubis, Daf Tes Samar Aleph, and we are starting on Chesam Beis on the bottom. This sugya coming up is a huge Shas sugya in the yeshivas. They spend a long time in it. We'll try to do a little bit justice to the sugya. Amar Rav Elazar, Ha'omer Pesach Besuach Matzasi Nema La'Isra Alav. That means a person walks in the day after he gets married and he says that Pesach Besuach Matzasi, that I found she was not a Besula. Now usually, you could test to see if it's a besula, to see if you find them. So Rashi explains that here there was no tainas dama. Why not? Either because she was from the mishpachas durkati, that's the mishpacha that they don't have dam besulim. So there was no raya one way or another if you don't find dam, because she never has dam besulim. Or they lost the mappa that would show if there was dam or not. And therefore you don't know. You know, dam is not a raya here. But he's saying that he felt that was Pesach Besuach and she was not a besula. That's what he's tining. And therefore, he's tining that she's also to him because she must have been Mizana. She must have been Mizana. And therefore, she's also to him. She must have been Mizana while she was a Arusa. Between a Arusa and a Suh, she must have been Mizana. And that's why she's not a Psula. And therefore, he's tining that she is also to him. So the halacha is, Neman la'Isra love. The halacha is that he is Neman. He's believed and she will be Aser. Why is he believed? He's a gay b'davad yerechad. What's going on here? Teretz says Rashi explains there's a concept called shavi anafsha chaticha de yisura. He's saying that she's us to him, therefore he's us. But Rashi speaks out avlav sidak subas loy mehemin. But he'll give her a get now. But he has to give her a ksuba. He can't say, oh, you're damaged goods and you mezana and I'm not giving you a ksuba because that much is not believed. That's how Rashi learns according to Rav Elazar. You're not believed. We'll see later on Tesam Beis there are chalkim on this. Akapanim. He's neman to aser her on himself, but lafsidik suvas loy mehemen. Now, if in a case where you would have found dam, and he would tie in the pesach besuach, then according to Rashi, he would not be believed, because he found dam, the proof is over here. So therefore, you can't tie in the pesach besuach. Here, since there was no tainas damim, so either way, you don't have any ride from the dam, and therefore, he's tying the pesach besuach, and he's asering on himself. Right, the Gemara Kasha. So she tied it back. She tied it back up. Sula, you see, she's tying it back. Well, Maisa, he's believed. He's shavi nafsha. It's not really believed, really. It's shavi nafsha yisura. He's saying she's also to him. She's saying she's a psula, huh?
So then
it's a mistake. Then we say it's a mistake. You find down, we say it's a mistake. He didn't find pesach. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what it feels like. Obviously, it's dam sulam. You don't assume it's dam makke. The arshan will argue Rashi maybe, but we won't Rashi. Okay, he walks in Pesach Besuach. How did it ask her? Bamai, Svek Sveka, still Svek Sveka. Even if she was not a Besula, still Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka, Safek Tachtov, Safek Ain Tachtov. First of all, it was a Safek in the case that she was Mizana and she became a Ba'ula. When it happened? Did it happen after Erisin, before Erisin? It's only a problem if it was after Erisin, then she's Mizana, she's Mizana, and therefore she's also to the husband. But if she was Mizana, quote unquote, before that, it's nothing to do with him. Vintiv Tzloimer Tachtov, and even on its side it was Tachtov, Safik Ba'inis, Safik Ratzon. It's a Safik Ba'inis, Safik Ratzon. It's a Safik it was on purpose or by mistake. And the only time you become an Asa to your husband in a case is when it's a case of Ratzon, not of Ba'inis. So it's Svek Sveka. And we know Svek Sveka is Mutter. Why is Svek Sveka Mutter? That's always a Shaila in the Rishonim. What's Pshat? Either it becomes like a Roiv, or the famous Pshat that they say from the Rambam that it's Safik Derais L'Chumro. But Safik the Rice Lechumra is only a Darabanon. So if it's a Safik of a Safik, then you go Lekula. Balak upon him, it's a Svek Sveka, so why should be also? The Gemara answer, Letzricha Be'eshes Kayin. We're talking about an Eshes Kayin. Now, he's a Kayin. The halacha is, if someone's Mazana even Ba'oinis, then the halacha is, that's also to the Kayin. So if she is Eshes Kayin and he's a Kayin, so then it's only one Safik, and therefore be Aser. Be'ba'is Seema, another Tarot is Be'eshes Yisrael. That her father was Mekabel Kedushin for less than 3 years old, and someone who was less than 3 years old, if she was Mezana before the Kedushin, which means less than 3 years old, the Besulim would have came back. Since he's Tanya, she's not a Besula, there's only one Safik. Safik Oynes, Safik Ratzon, because it definitely was Tachtav, because if it was not Tachtav, it would have grown back. So it's definitely Tachtav, definitely after Erison. Are you going to ask me, we know a Klal, Pitui Ktana Oynesu. So now the lechayr it's for sure oynis, not suffik of oynis or rotzon. It's for sure oynis. So teretz is that we're talking about now. She's more than she's 18 now. And now she's 18, and they have the Nesu'in, and he says, Pesach Pesu'in with Sassi. We know for sure it's Tachta. The only Suffolk is Oynes Saratzin. That's the only Suffolk.
Why did she have Tachta? Maybe from 3 to 18 she was...
No, she was the Arison. The case was the Arison. She got engaged, yeah.
When did she get engaged? At 3?
Yeah, under 3. A follow-up, the Makavagusha for her, under 3, yes. Less than 3. 18, right, exactly. So here, she was definitely Mezana Tachta. So they won Suffolk. Suffolk Oynes, Suffolk Ratzin. And the truth is, if she was Mezana anywhere from 3 to 12, it was automatically Oynes. But it's a Suffolk Oyn is Suffolk Ratzon. And that's why that's the Taisa has a kasha. He says, Suffolk Oyn is Suffolk Ratzon. Even if it was a Ratzon, maybe Suffolk while she was between 3 and 12, when it's automatically Oyn is. Taisa is not called Svek Sveka. That's Shem Oyn is Chadu. It's one Suffolk. It's Oyn is a Ratzon. So there's one Suffolk. And therefore, it is Aser, even by Isha Shal. So you have two cases that he walks in Pesach Basuach that he means to say that she's Aser. Either if he's a Kayin, or if she was in, you had Kedushim from 4 or 3 years old. Now, the Iker Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is that you say, Shavi Nafsho, Chaticha Disura, really, that he can walk in and say that he's Aser. That's the Iker Chiddush. Right, the Gemara Kasha, Agav, you have to just speak this out. What's Pshat and Shavi Nafsho, Chaticha Disura? So it's important in the Ksois, the two Pshatim, basically two Pshatim in Shavi and Nafsho. Either he's believed the Gabi himself, like something they call a Dawes Badin Kamei and Dami. It's like a Dawes Badin. He is Nemon for himself. That's one shot. The other shot is, it's like a Neder. It's like a Neder. So you can make a Neder yourself to ask yourself. It's like a Neder. That's what it is. There's two Pshatim, Shavi and Afsha, Chaticha di Yisura, Ayin the Ksois, and he handles different rites back and forth. You know, for example, with Neder, why can't we make a Hataras Adarim on that? Akbarim doesn't really mean a regular Neder, but those are two Pshatim. Zartik Gemara Vaitim. So my Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Loza? That he's believed Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. Why? Because he's saying that she is also different Shavi Nafsho Chaticha Disura. Tanina, it's referring to Mishnah and Perek Omer, this concept of Shavi Nafsho Chaticha Disura. It says in the Mishnah, the Omer Isha Kedashticha, he tells the Isha, I was Mekadesh you. And Rashi speaks out in front of Edom, because if you don't have Edom, then it doesn't work the Kedushin. So he says, you know, I remember I was Mekadesh you in front of Edom. You were not Mekadosh me. The Edom went to Medina Siyam. The Edom were not here. And she says, what are you talking about? You're not Mekadosh me. The halacha is, he muteris b'krayvav, she is mutter his krayvim, but who also b'krayvav? And he's also in her krayvim. Why? Because for him, he's saying, he did a kedushin. So you see, you have a concept of Shavei and Afshach, Chaticha Disura. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? It's the first Mishnah Perek Omer. So my answer is, no, not the same thing. Ma'otei mahasam the vadi kimle. There, he knows he did a kedushin. He knows he did a kedushin from Edom. It's not a shayla. V'hacha, make him like Kimle. Maybe here he's saying Pesach Pesuach. What's he talking about? He's what does he know already about this? Metoich shapani ho yirash says in a baki, make him like Kimle. He doesn't know Pesach. He thinks he found Pesach Pesuach. He doesn't know better. So maybe there it doesn't belie. It doesn't. It's not considered shavin after gesura. It's considered. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Kamash Malon. No, it's still Aser. What's the Kamash Malon? Great question. There are two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Shita Mikabet says, is mashma that the vart is that even though he is loy kimle taka, he taka doesn't know, but still he's saying this is the way it is. So shavi nafshach di chizura. Lamaisa, he's being asking himself. Other Rishonim learn, no, kamash lon that he is kimle. And we will have a little bit of this on daf yud. It could be depends if he was a bachur or a nasi. Yeah. Kamash v'lo. So that's the kamash v'lo of Rabbi Loza, that even in such a case, you say, shavi nafshach di chizura. How can you say that Rabbi Elazar said that if the ish walks in, the man walks in and says Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, that his wife is also to him now? For Omar Rabbi Elazar said, "Any isha nesaras abayla, isha does not become also to her husband. Elal iski kina v'stira. Only if there was a kina and stira. Kina means there was a warning, and stira means there was edim on the seclusion. Which means he in front of edim he tells his wife, do not hang out with Reuven, and then." Edom comes say she secluded herself in the house with Reuven. So that's the only time Rabbi Elazar says that an isha comes also to the husband. And like the maisa of David and Bathsheba. David and Bathsheba was a Eshes Ish married to Uriah Hachiti, and David was Mazana with her, quote unquote. And we'll see if that was Avera, if it was Mazana or not, but that was the fact, the Vash State facts, what it says, you know, on paper, that's what it sounded like. That he was mezana with Bathsheba, and k'maisa shayah, and there, then that's like that maisa. So, for the Gemara, I don't know what you're talking about. What is Shaykh to that Maisa? Tizbra. First of all, Maisa Shaya, the Kin of Estira, was the Maisa Shaya with Kin of Estira. There's no Kin of Estira there. He's saying that each one comes also to the husband with Kin of Estira, like the Maisa Batsheva and David. First of all, Maisa Batsheva and David, there's no Kin and Estira there. Va'oid, Mia Shura. And second of all, she didn't become Asur to David. Even though David was the Baal, but we know that the Klal is, Kashem Asura Le Baal, Asura Le Baal. So Abaisda, she was not also to her husband, or Batsheva, because then she wouldn't also to David. So the Gemara doesn't make sense right now. It's saying, Ain't Isha Nesaras Abayla Otsuk Vestira like the Maishaya. Maishaya, first of all, was not Kin Vestira, and second of all, wasn't also there. So Hala Kasha, Hachkama, this is you're supposed to read it. Hachkama, Ain't Isha Nesaras Abayla Otsuk Ella Al Iski Kin Vestira. Her Beloza says, a wife does not become also to her husband only if the husband warned her, don't seclude yourself. And she secluded herself. And what's the raya? Memaisa shahaya. The lo yave kina v'stira. There was no kina v'stira. Lo yitzra. And Batsheva did not become also to Uriah, and did not become also to David. So that's a raya. The Rav Elazar is being raya from there. They only come also with kina v'stira. But lemaisa v'kom makasha. It's a stira to our Rav Elazar because kina v'stira in pesach pesuach loy. And the kasha is like this: that when he walks into this pesach pesuach, how is that asur? You need a kina v'stira right now. Rabbi Elazar learns that the only way to ask is with a process. That alone, that you figure out that she's Mizana, wouldn't ask her a lady on her husband. It has to be with a process of Kina Vestira. That was the only way you could ask her. So then the kasha is, so here, even Pesach Pesuach, Maisa no Kina Vestira, so why should it be also? Why should she be also to her husband? Even if he now figured out that she's Mizana, but still, there's no Kina Vestira.
At this point, the Guru
right. Wouldn't be also. Right, exactly. If you're serious, you're not be also. It has to be Dafa Kina Vestira. So Mara says, Kina Vestira in Edom Loi? You tell me now that if Edom come and say they saw them being Mezana, you tell me now they're not going to be also? So Rashi says, and like, Bitmia, I feel yes, Edom Shizin Sashema in the Kina, but Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Motza Ba Erev Asdava. And we darshan there that when you're supposed to give a get, if you find the Erev Asdava, and we learn Dava Dava Mamoin, two Edom, that means if you have two Edom, You the halacha is you have to give a get. It's a first apostle. And Rashi says, all right, haloi nitfasa asura. It sounds like in the parasha Saita that if it wasn't ba'inis, she's asur, which is a peldig araya, Rashi's raya, like the Maram Shif and both the Rashash already asked, because there was kina and stira. It's not a Rashi a little bit shver, because it's pointing out, for those that learn Rashi, I and the Maram Shif and Rashash and that Rashi. Al kaponim, the Gemara's kash is, kina and stira in, edim loy. Of course, Edom have it. So obviously, Rav Elazar lav dafka. L'hoch kamar, ain ish in seres abayla be'ed echad. A ish does not become usher to husband with only one aid. Ella b'shnei Edom. You need two Edom. V'kinu v'stira. If you have kinu v'stira, then even one aid that said she was mezana is enough. If kinu v'stira two Edom and one aid that she was mezana, that's enough. V'be'ed echad nami. U'pesach b'suach shnei Edom dami. And Pesach b'suach is the same level as to Edom, because now he knows, he has the idea, he has a Dava Barer that she was Mezana. If he has the idea, Brura, that she was Mezana, so then she becomes also to him. If so, why didn't you ask the Dava HaMelech? L'chaira, there, L'chaira, everyone knew, Rashi says. Edom harba yadu. Everyone knew about it. So that's Belavi Adia to Uriah. And if she's also to Uriah, she's also to David HaMelech. So what's going on? Why there was she mutter to David HaMelech? And for the Gemara, Hasam Oynes Hava. She was Oynes. David HaMelech did it on purpose, but she was Oynes. Therefore, she was mutter to Uriah. And the halach is, like the Ritva speaks out, that the only also to the Baal if it's also to the Baal. Kashem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labal. Since here she was Oinus, so she would be mutter to the Uriah Achiti still. Therefore, she will be mutter still to David HaMelech. Now, the way Rashi learns is, Premalo Asurah, there was Harbe Edom. So, first of all, Rashi, you see, holds that you need Edom. It's not enough if there's a Yudin. You need Edom. Rashi Shita is that Lamaisa, the only time it's Asur to the Baal is only if it's Asur to the Baal. And the Baal needs to have the idea about it. Now, Tais has a kasha on Rashi. He says, there was no Edom. Maybe Edom knew what was going on, but they weren't there. The Edom have to actually see this nus. No one saw this nus between Dov and Batsheva. So what's Rashi talking about, Edom? And therefore, Tais argues, and he says a different pshat in the Gemara, Venero Lefaris, the bottom Tais is, I'll read from the beginning of Tais. Perish Kuntris, lo'oysa ma'isa be'edom hava. Then he do al rabim hava shevila beisa. Everyone knew that that Adon Melech brought her to the house. There was no tashmish for other people. What are you talking about? That this is how you read the Gemara. If you say Pesach Pesuch to Edim, if you say Pesach Pesuch like to Edim, Amar Lo Ashur LaDavid. The David had a day of a vadish never loved. David knew. Va'afi Shas Tshuva, come like Ikva. He kept her. Moshe Ashur Lo, he's starting to school Isha. He's like Isha. So Tosis is learning that the David had idea is enough because Tosis argues to Rashi. Tosis holds that if you know for a fact that she was Mazana, so then it's automatic gossip, even though the husband doesn't know. It's a metzias like this. Afi Tosis in the Havim we held that if Isha is mezana with someone, she doesn't be'etzem become us the husband. The husband has to find out about it. But and the Maris Teretz says no, that even if it's be'etzem isha also, be'etzem being mezana is isha. So it's be'etzem isha, and David knows he was mezana. David's also. But Rashi learns no, it's totally in the Baal. The Baal has to become usher in order for the Baal to become usher, and therefore it's only with Edim, only with the idea, only if the Baal finds out, and therefore. Rashi learns the kasha different than Tosfos, and Rashi is saying that harbe edim yadu. So that is one teretz to answer why by David HaMelech there was no doesn't become asa to him. Why not? Because it was she was an oinis, and therefore she wasn't asa to Urechiti, and therefore she wasn't asa to him as well. V'yibayi say my another teretz why it was not asa David HaMelech. This case about Sheva is a special case. There was not she's not an eishish at all. Why not? Ki hod the omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni omer Rav Yenison. Kol hayoytzei lemechamas beis David, anyone who went out to mechamas beis David in the mechama, get krisis kreis l'ishtoi. Used to write a get. And Rashi says, what does it mean wrote a get? He wrote a get out tonight. That if he dies by mechama, it'll be a get m'lemafreya. And here, Uri Achiti landed up dying in the mechama. So therefore, it was a get l'mafreya. That's how Rashi learns. It was a get but tonight. Every time they gave a get, they gave a get tonight. What?
When the
Maizan, it was a suffix, right? You wouldn't know. You didn't know yet, right? It was my Freya. Works for Freya. No, works for my Freya. The get works for Freya, right? That's Tosfos Kasha. So you look at Tosfos Divrei Masechta Kol at the end. Tosfos the last words of Tosfos Divrei Masechta Kol. It says, "Appears to Kodesh Kasha Ksas Eich Bala Lom Lo Yoreh Shem Yachsim." It'll come back. It's still a suffix. So Tosfos learns that when they went and they went away, they gave a get Lagam. They gave a get, and they plan on taking it back if they come back. They gave a get. Okay, so then Tosfos Avarns, then what was the whole taina on David HaMelech? The get, push the penuyah, what's the problem? So Tosfos answers that no one used to give a get privately. When they went out to Mechama, no one knew about the get. It was like a private thing. No, it wasn't something that everyone knew about. Even everyone knew that was like the shteger, that was the regular thing. So, right. But the Maisa looked like an Eshtish. It's a bit sinner, so therefore it looked like an Eshtish. Yeah, either way we go, it's a little bit of an Arab. But Kapon HaMegor is answering, why wasn't that Asan David? Because it was a get. The Chassid says in the Pasuk that when Yishai told David HaMelech, go check on your brothers who were fighting in the war of Shaul HaMelech, so it said, you know, check out your brothers, make sure they're going b'shalom, ves arubasam tikach. What does that mean? Take your arubasam. My ves arubasam tikach. Which is kedushin. Take the kedushin, which means give a get. So you see, the derech was already in the Mechemes Shaul HaMelech, and now Yishai told David that you should always give a get before you go to war, and David HaMelech instituted that also in his army, that they always gave a get before, and that is why Uri Achiti was not us. Akaponim, that's what comes out from our Gemara. The Rav Elazar says, a chiddush, Petzah Pesuch, Mutasi Al Shavi Nafshik D'Chisura, even though maybe like Kimlei, still it works, and we said that if you have a idea that she was Mazana, then either with Pesach Pesuach or with Edim or Kina Mestira, either way, the wife becomes Asa on the husband.